Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, warmer, and more humid. We'll have some clusters of thunderstorms move through the area this morning with some heavy downpours likely. And then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms. Lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
Currently, it is 73 degrees now in Findlay. At 1330 WFIN and WKXA 100.5 FM, our sister station has joined in our what is now a simulcast of our continuing coverage of the very latest information on the flooding situation in Findlay. And as you heard Gary Valentine mention earlier, to a somewhat lesser extent, the rest of Hancock County as well. We are joined in the studio by Kelly Green here at WFIN. And Kelly, I know you came in from Wyandotte County
right. This
morning. And what was that drive like? I know certainly we saw the pictures yesterday. Wyandotte County was just as hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
How are things looking in that area?
In the area where we live, which is just right about downtown Upper Sandusky, that area is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the outlying areas, obviously, it seems sometimes like it's a kind of a swing of the pendulum. Here in Findlay, it seems downtown seems to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the river runs right through it.
Right.
The outlying areas in Wyandotte County, I think, are pretty well hard hit. Although the people that are sitting there with 4.5 feet of water in their basement are not thinking that way. But obviously, Cary is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just insane.
We mentioned earlier that the flooding in Cary actually has made the national news.
Yes.
As well. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. I mean, it is just a... I hate to use the term a disaster area because that is almost
it is catastrophic.
Cliche. Yeah,
it really is.
And those are things that you say that it almost sound cliche, but in the case of this incident, I think
it's a term that works.
Yeah, and I can't think of any other word that would be appropriate. We're still hoping to talk with Judy Cantwell, the Hancock County chapter of the American Red Cross, coming up here in just a little bit. I know they were meeting at the Red Cross earlier this hour with those who were looking to volunteer some time to help out with the relief efforts. So we're hoping that Judy can make it either make her way in here or join us on the line. If not in this half hour, we will hear in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, kind of gather things together here, see where we stand, come back and get you more information as our continuing coverage continues the summer flooding. It is 8:41 now on 1330 WFIN.
The fixed rate on Home Savings Home Equity line of credit is so low, we don't dare tell you on the air. Call Home Savings and mention secret code 699 or visit homesavings.com/699 to find out more. Have you checked it out yet? Again, the secret code is 699 for a low fixed rate home equity line of credit. Call Home Savings and mention secret code 699 or visit homesavings.com/699 now. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home Savings, providing answers one neighbor at a time.
Consolidated Biscuit Company in Macomb reminds parents, the internet has expanded children's horizons, but a growing number of young people are being targeted by online strangers attempting to establish offline contact. Make sure your children know all the dangers of abduction. Report any suspicious activity to your ISP and local authorities. This message is from Consolidated Biscuit Company in Macomb. Community leaders concerned for the safety of our children.
This is Bob LaRich.
And Amber, too.
Here at LaRich Subaru to share with you some of the many reasons people make the switch to LaRich.
Like our low, low prices. Right now, you can get the all-new 2008 Subaru Forester 2.5X for $19,987.
Our lots are loaded with a great selection of new and certified used cars ready to drive home today.
LaRich Subaru, on the corner next to Best Buy in Findlay.
Remember, if you don't shop at LaRich Subaru, you'll pay too much. So save money and make the
switch to LaRich!
Plus tax, title, and license. Offer expires 8/31/07.
This goes out to all the average chicken sandwiches.
Make that chicken dry and flat, cause I'm gonna want some of that. Teeny tiny chicken, no taste.
Once again, the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 11:45. Flood warning, sort of TFN at this point, till further notice. Chance of thunderstorms continues through the day today with some significant rainfall, a possibility, a high of 86. We certainly saw that come through just a moment ago. We could see more of that through the afternoon. A few scattered storms are possible even tonight. Otherwise, warm and muggy, a low of 71, and then hot and humid tomorrow with a chance of scattered rain and a high of 92.
73 degrees now here in the Findlay area.
And again, Kelly Green joining us this morning, along with Chris Oakes. Here we are simulcasting both Good Mornings on 1330 WFIN and The Morning Show on 100.5 WKXA FM. And joining us on the line is Judy Cantwell, the Hancock County Chapter of the American Red Cross. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Chris.
Certainly has been an eventful 24 hours plus for you folks. Let's start with the information, and we mentioned it a little bit earlier, the shelter, the evacuation center at St. Andrews has itself been evacuated now.
Yes, we got the water up to the first step, and so we're moving our whole operation out to the Hancock Rec Center, the Cube area here.
Which also provides you with a little bit more area.
That is
a good thing as well. As a matter of fact, when I first heard you were moving, I'm thinking, well, that makes sense. It's a lot more room. And then I heard that it was because you were actually getting water there at St. Andrews.
Yeah, we had to even move the chapter house operation to the Cube here, too, because we're surrounded by water there as well.
Goodness.
So, if people want to come and donate their time, we'd love to have them. This is going to be a 24-hour operation. So any time of the day or night, we're going to be out here and of course, needing help. The financial contributions right now are definitely needed. We're looking at an operation that'll probably cost anywhere from $25,000 to $1,000, if not more. So the financial contributions, what they have to do is they can make it out to the American Red Cross, and then on the memo portion, put Hancock County Flood. Or they can write it to United Way, and again, on the memo portion, put Hancock County Flood.
Among the folks that you have talked to who are there, part of that group that has been rescued, what is the general mindset, or how are people handling this incredible inconvenience, to say the least?
Well, last night I got many panic calls because water was coming into, homes and things like that. And, how do I get out? And once I'm out, where do I go? So we were sending everybody to St. Andrews. But I think the big issue today is how do I get out from, the home? Because you may be surrounded. I would say if they're in a two-story house, we're going to encourage them to do what we call shelter in place, which means stay home.
Upper level.
Right. And if you're in a location where you could flood, then you need to get to the store and get a lot of bottled water, get some snacks that you can eat, get batteries. The big thing is going to be the water. Buy as much water as you can and have it on hand. I do know, too, that many of the houses I've heard that, they can't flush the toilets or anything because the water is so high. So,
And that brings up a good point. And it was something I think we've mentioned kind of in passing earlier, but we really should highlight. You really do not want to be out in this stuff.
This is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. The currents are running very rapidly. There's disease everywhere in the water, so no, the people have to stay out of this water.
This is definitely not the time to be out observing.
Don't be observing.
Exactly, and I know I saw pictures yesterday of kids splashing around in the water, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, mom and dad, get them out of there.
That's right. I years ago, I fell into a water situation by accident when I was doing some damage assessment, and by the time I got home, I was so sick. The diarrhea, the vomiting. You're going to find rashes. If people have been playing in the water, the rashes are going to, from the different bacteria that are in the water. So
Yeah,
I kept
seeing. I saw some of those pictures yesterday. I'm thinking, you know, you wouldn't let your kids play in the toilet with toilet water. That's essentially, and that sounds gross, but that's kind of what you're dealing with now.
Yes, exactly. So. Be safe.
Now, for those who are there at the shelters or who are coming to the shelters, what are the things that you do not have there? What are you in need of?
Oh, God.
For the shelters themselves.
Well, pillows. We could use a bunch of pillows and like bath towels, washcloth. You know, we've got shower facilities and all that kind of stuff out here. So,
obviously, one of the things, Judy, I know it's a situation where people need to get out and get out fast, but one of the things they do need to bring with them is their medication.
Yes. Oh, medication by all means. They have to have their medication. Oh, we've got nursing services out here at the shelter. So, if we've got diabetics that are afraid to come into a shelter like this, you know, tell them not to worry, that we have professional help here to, make sure that everything is fine for them.
Now, I know in the past it's been the rule the American Red Cross shelters do not accept pets. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We definitely don't do that. And we're trying to make we're trying to get different kennels in the community to offer up to the people who need to come into the shelter a place for their pets to go free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that issue, and I think we've got a couple of couple shelters for our furry friends.
It might be worth mentioning, if there are, and again, we're speaking about some of the things that are needed at the shelters or in conjunction with the shelters, such as shelter for pets. You mentioned pillows, towels, things of that nature. If there are those who can make a donation of that kind or would like to help out in that way or in a physical way, let's mention again how they get in touch with you.
Well, the best bet is to come out here to the Cube with, if they go someplace on the east side of town and buy supplies like that, bring it just right out to the Cube. They can try and call my cell phone, but they need to be patient because, I get a lot of calls. So, but my cell phone number is 419-367-1236. And that is Judy Cantwell.
And again, when we talk about these phone numbers, these are obviously mm-hmm. for emergencies and
right.
for those who have something to offer, have important
right.
information to pass along. Because again, just like it's now is not the time to be out on the road sightseeing, this is not the time to call up and chat with someone.
No.
Because
yeah.
we've tried to reach a number of people via cell phone, and circuits are busy. So, I mean, it is
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
a very fluid situation.
Yeah. Right.
Now, earlier, you had a meeting with volunteers, those who were able to donate their time to help with damage assessment and so on and so forth. How well was that meeting attended?
Well, yesterday we did what we call a preliminary damage assessment
mm-hmm.
Because we could still get around town, fairly well. And I'm looking probably maybe 2,200 homes affected. Not only in the Findlay area, but I know Arlington had the heavy rain, as well as Genera was cut off yesterday. Some of Bluffton, we were helping people from Bluffton, the part that was in Hancock County. So, it's really widespread throughout the entire county. One thing I want to mention, too, is do not call the chapter house because the phone will just ring and ring because
mm-hmm.
nobody's at the chapter house because we're flooded out. So
Judy,
yes.
Do you expect any additional assistance from the Red Cross from outside of the county?
Yes. I placed a call about 5 o'clock this morning to my contacts in Cincinnati, and I was asking for shelter personnel as well as mass care. That would be our mass feeding and nurses. So we have to have 24-hour nursing services in our... So we've got damage assessment people coming in, but like I told them, don't bother to come in for another 2 or 3 days because we can't get anywhere to do damage assessment.
Yeah, and there is, and that's not something that you have to wait for a disaster declaration, like, for instance,
no.
The state has to wait with National Guard and state aid and so on. This is
no.
separate from that. So.
Yeah.
Well, I believe our state's already under FEMA.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's been declared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the county's
for the county, we were talking with Gary Valentine earlier, so
yeah.
right. those wheels progress. How many people, again, and I'm sure it's difficult to say, but in general, do you have an estimate of how many people are in shelters? Because I'm sure that there are some people who are listening to us talk about all of this, and they're sitting in a dry house where the water has receded and think, hey, what's the big deal? How
yeah,
many,
yeah.
roughly, how many people are you sheltering now?
Well, we probably have, it's going to be close to 100 people, you know, in the shelter, today. And I'm sure there's going to be more because the river is still rising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as the river rises, you know, explain to these people to get out now. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you're going to have a problem getting here.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm sitting here talking on the phone and I can just see there's a line of people just coming in
just
through the door.
On their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Judy, we're going to let you go and get back to what you need to be doing, and
okay.
We may try and catch up with you a little bit later on
okay,
this morning as
right.
our coverage continues. Judy Cantwell with the Hancock County
Thank
Chapter
you,
of the American Red Cross. Thanks for being with
okay,
us.
Yeah.
It is 8:56 now. We're going to take a quick break and come back and get more information.